And now it's that time of year again. We're hearing Christmas Time Is Here by Vince Guaraldi, which is featured in the classic holiday special, A Charlie Brown Christmas.
And that's one of our next guest's favorite holiday specials. And we want to know what your favorite holiday movie or TV special is now at 800-642-1234. What are your favorite movies to watch this time of year? What do you think is the best holiday movie of all time? Is there one that you watch every year on the holidays? Call in and share your favorites right now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Mike Mayo joins us now. He's a film critic and novelist whose latest book is called Jimmy and Faye, a suspense novel. Mike, welcome back to Central Time.
This is going to sound so corny, but hearing that music makes it Christmas. And this is the first time I have heard it this year. And really, the Vince Guaraldi music for the Peanuts special, I think, is, if not the main reason, certainly a very important reason that has remained such a favorite for everybody, because that music just sets that kind of sad but happy mood so well that it makes Christmas, and now we are officially in Christmas season from my point of view.
Yeah, I think you're totally right. I had the exact same reaction, and then I wondered why it made me feel sort of happy, because it was kind of sad music.
It is, that is such an interesting little show. The 30-minute Charlie Brown Christmas ends with the reading, of Linus reading the Bible, and it is just so much what we don't think of as Christmas now, but yet it is so perfectly Christmas. And we love those characters so much, the simplicity of it. It is just one that we have to watch over and over again.
Before we get into more Christmas specials and movies, I understand you have a favorite Thanksgiving movie you can tell us about.
Well, it is one of my all-time favorite movies ever, really, and it's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. To me, it's just the perfect pairing of Steve Martin and John Candy, and this kind of basic, simple story of this guy who wants to get home to his family and all the things that conspire against him. I just wish that the one scene in it that has all the profanity, I kind of wish they'd bleep that out or something, because I know that really bothers some people, but I still think it is just an absolutely wonderful movie, and it's one, again, that I can watch again every year.
Well, here's a listen to Steve Martin here. Hopefully it's not the clip you just mentioned. Let's give a listen.
I mean, didn't you notice on the plane when you started talking, eventually I started reading the vomit bag? Everything is not an anecdote. You have to discriminate. You choose things that are funny or mildly amusing or interesting. You're a miracle. Your stories have none of that. They're not even amusing accidentally. I could tolerate any insurance seminar. For days I could sit there and listen to them go on and on with a big smile on my face. And I'd say, how can you stand it? And I'd say, because I've been with Del Griffin.
Steve Martin yelling at the late John Candy. It ends up having a happy, redemptive message at the end, too.
Right, it is heartwarming.
This is a wonderful movie.
Not totally kid-appropriate. I tried to watch it with my kids, as you said, and I realized, I guess there is, some
stuff
in
here. Stuff
you forget
sometimes,
about.
Yeah.
Well, Mike, you're also looking at some of the movies we may not know as much about, like one called The Desk Set. Tell us about that one.
This is a wonderful movie from kind of the late 50s. It is a Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn movie, and I don't know why it's not better known. It doesn't begin as a Christmas movie. It has the big finish at Christmas. It's going to be showing up on Turner Classic Movies later this month, but it's just maybe not their best together, but they are just so comfortable in it. It's set in a big New York office building where Spencer Tracy is this guy who is trying to bring in a new computer. Katharine Hepburn works in the research department there, and everyone's afraid that the computer is going to replace them. This was really kind of at the very beginning of the Mad Men era, and so it's got much that same ethos going on. And just the two of them working as just, really kind of these just such an old, comfortable pair together. Again, it's one I can just rewatch every year. And I plan to again this year because I just went out and bought another DVD of it.
Well, here's a little listen to the desk set.
Oh, Mike, the earrings. Oh, they're so beautiful with the ring.
You like them?
Oh, they're lovely.
You like
you
them?
You are an angel. Oh, thank you. I can't give you yours now. It's just too silly.
Oh, as long as it's not a robe.
Well, it's as far away from a robe, Mike, as I could possibly get.
Thank you. Bongo drums. How did you know?
Well, there was a sign over them that said for the man who has absolutely everything.
Have I?
Has he?
Clip from the desk set there as we talk about the best holiday movies and TV specials of all time with film critic Mike Mayo. You can share your favorites at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite holiday film that you keep going back to? This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. And we're picking up the holiday movie discussion with film critic and novelist Mike Mayo.
And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite holiday movie? Maybe there's one you watch every year around this time, maybe when you're together with the family. Join the conversation at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll take our first caller now. We've got Jordan on the line in Menasha. Jordan, hi.
Hello.
What did you want to throw into the mix?
I wanted to throw White Christmas into the mix.
Ah. What do you like about it?
I like that it's a nice musical, it's family-friendly, and we go back to it year after year.
Jordan, thanks for that. You know, that's what I kind of overlook, Mike. Make the case for White Christmas.
It like you said, this is just a really nice musical done at the kind of the height of the musical with really good stars in it too. And as you said, family friendly. When you go into the newer stuff, almost any of it, you start running into things, as you noted earlier, with Planes, Trains, and Automobiles that may be inappropriate. And I think a lot of Christmas movies, the enjoyment of them is to watch them in big groups. It's not something you just sit down and do by yourself. You've got family and friends over too, so you don't want to be showing anything that's going to make anybody uncomfortable. And when you get into the newer things, that's always a possibility.
We also heard, thanks for that call, Jordan. We heard from Carolyn from La Crosse recommending, this is a made-for-TV movie, she said, Eve's Christmas. That's one that struck her and she likes to go back to. Well, let's take it to a little darker place here with a somewhat more recent one than White Christmas. Scrooged, Bill Murray, updated take on Ebenezer Scrooge. Is that one that you go back to, Mike?
I love this movie, and again, it's one I don't watch it every year. I can't say that, but I see it regularly, and it kind of goes into some of the things we were talking about. A little stuff that get some of the violence gets a little strong, maybe for a Christmas movie, but it comes to such a wonderful ending. I love Bill Murray's long speech at the end. I wish we had time to play it all because it is so beautiful. But for those who don't know it, it is Bill Murray as a TV network executive on Christmas Eve who goes through the same thing that Ebenezer Scrooge does, going back to visit his past and alternate futures and things like that. Just very, very nice. And I think some of Bill Murray's best work that he's never really been recognized for.
Here's a listen. This is Bill Murray before his epiphany.
Well, my problem is, Miss Little Fella.
Oh.
I can't get the antlers glued onto this little guy. We've tried crazy glue, but it don't work.
Have you tried staples?
Staples?
Don't you dare. If you staple that little mouse, I'll call the Humane Society. I'm not kidding.
I wouldn't do anything in the world to hurt this little fellow.
Hey, Marlin, Perkins, the road.
I have three dogs and a cat at home.
Beautiful story. Tell Reader's Digest, will you?
Not a super sympathetic character up till the end, Bill Murray and Scrooge there.
We got a caller now. Oh, go ahead, Mike.
And he does things that are even nastier than that at the beginning of the movie.
Let's go back to the callers. We see we've got Brian in Superior. Brian, hi.
Hi. I guess one of my top movies would have to be Holiday Inn. The song that was introduced was White Christmas and also Easter Parade. And all, like, dozen songs are all by Irving Berlin at the top of his form. I mean, it's just win, win, win. It's such an enjoyable, you know, schmaltzy story.
Well, cool, Brian. Thanks for bringing that up. I did not know about Holiday Inn. What can you tell us about that one, Mike?
Yeah, it's it's another one. And like you said, it's the Irving Berlin songs that make it. And I think to an older generation, which I am quickly becoming a part of, that those songs really have a great nostalgic value. I am not sure that younger viewers will be as patient with that, and you may have a hard time getting them to sit down in front of the TV and watch that with you.
Brian, thanks for the call. And Mike, Brian said a bit schmaltzy, the plot line, but hey, if you can't take some schmaltz in your holiday movie, when can you take some schmaltz?
Exactly. there is a fine line here, but I think with holiday movies, we tend to be perhaps more forgiving than we are with other kinds of movies.
So, Mike, this year I feel like for the first time I've seen a new addition to sort of the holiday canon, and that's the movie Gremlins, which I thought was sort of, you know, stuffed back in the dustbin of, what was this, the 80s or something like that? But now it's, I guess, a holiday movie. What's the case
right.
for Gremlins?
Yeah, it has, remember, it is set in the same town that It's a Wonderful Life is set in, the name of the town, and it's got a lot of big Christmas stuff in it. That's a very important element. And also, it's the same with Gremlins 2, which is a very underrated sequel that's set, again, in a New York office building. But, yeah. Yes, Gremlins, we don't think of it as a Christmas movie because there's so much else going on, but that's the way it ends. And again, worth another look for those who haven't seen it in a long time. I have to say it's not one of my own favorites, but I know it gets a lot of love from people because of just the inventive effects and the just kind of curious aspect of the storytelling in it.
Here's a little taste of Gremlins.
Christmas carolers. I hate Christmas carolers. Screeching voice of blue snippers.
I warned you, Brad!
That would be the Gremlin Christmas carolers there.
I couldn't really quite make out what tune they were singing.
Yeah, I don't think that's the important bit for a Gremlin. So, Mike, leave us with maybe your favorite TV classic to watch coming up next, or maybe a more recent addition to the Christmas movie canon.
The one that has, I'm really surprised at how popular it is. We showed it here at my neighborhood group last year with a lot of people, and it really stands up well. And that is Love Actually from, I can't remember exactly when it was, about 10 or 15 years ago. It's one of the movies that has a really big ensemble cast, and it's telling four or five different stories all the way through. It's mostly British. This is the movie that kind of introduced Bill Nighy to a lot of American audiences. Emma Thompson is in it too. Just a terrific movie. Not all the parts of it work perfectly, but taken all together, it is really an enjoyable movie. Again, it's got some things in it that are probably a little strong for younger audiences,
right.
But a really good movie.
Mike, thanks a lot. Always a lot of fun to talk to you.
Thanks for inviting me.
That's Mike Mayo, film critic and novelist. You can keep sharing your favorite holiday movies on the Central Time Facebook page.
It's our winter, year-end winter membership drive. You can make your pledge at WPR.org or 888-202-2552. And thank you.